DW.
It's nighttime at the beach of Oy on the French side of the English Channel. A fierce wind whistles through the air, whipping rain into the faces of the military police, the gendarmes, like pinpricks on the skin. It's over 6 degrees Celsius, but it feels much colder. Commandant Marie Loire Pezon is bundled up in a thick rainproof jacket, a hat and gloves. She trudges down the dune through the wet sand. Her unit is waiting at the beach.
Alors du coup là ils sont en surveillance, ils ont commencé vers 18h.
They started at around 6 o'clock. Since then they've been monitoring the shore and the beach.
The three police officers have been at the beach for almost an hour. Even in this bad weather, they carry a flashlight in one hand and an infrared camera in the other, looking for people, migrants, who may be hiding at the beach.
We are searching the beach and the dunes. We just found a single shoe, so we are skeptical and are checking again to make sure that nobody is hiding anywhere. The weather is bad, so it's not a good night to make the crossing to England. But despite the bad weather, migrants still hide at the beach from time to time. They spend the night here, waiting for the chance to leave.
Their destination is Dover, a coastal town and major port in the southeast of England. Almost 35 kilometers of sea separate the French side of the English Channel from the famous White Cliffs of Dover. Since the end of October, more and more refugees have been making the perilous journey to the UK, often on small, mostly inflatable boats with a simple outboard motor. Most of them come from Iran. One of them is 36-year-old Jabber. He arrived in France 4 months ago. He doesn't want to tell me how long he was traveling before he made it to France. Now he lives in a jungle-like camp with about 100 other men on the edge of an industrial area of Calais. On a small piece of meadow right next to a substation, the Iranian migrants have pitched tents donated to them by aid organizations. A couple of small bonfires are burning in the camp. It's January. It's cold. Jabber says he's already tried to reach the UK several times, both by truck and by boat.
All of the tries by small boat is the case. We should go in the middle of the night, go to the beaches of France. So we should provide a small boat and then go by boat. While the weather is really cold, sometimes the waves are really high, but there is no other choice for us.
It's not a particularly long trip. The crossing from Calais to Dover usually takes 3 to 4 hours. Nevertheless, it's still extremely dangerous, says Commandant Marie Loire Pezon.
Là, c'est quand même quelque chose où les gens se mettent vraiment en danger. Quand même des gens qui sont parfois livrés à eux-mêmes.
These people really put themselves in danger. They have to fend for themselves out there. They get into a boat with 10 other people, and the boat is only meant to carry 4. They don't wear warm clothes. They often don't even have life jackets. They don't know how to navigate. When these boats capsize, things take a turn for the worse.
Quoi que ce soit, on est sur des drames humains, donc.
The migrants are well aware of this, including Jabber. But he thinks of the journey as a last resort. He wants to reach the UK, a country where he already has family and friends and where he can speak the language.
99% of the refugees have gone by lorries, but all of them have been unsuccessful. So because of this, there is no other choice for refugees. So because of this, refugees should go by boat.
He stresses that he knows how dangerous it is to cross the channel.
From the first step, we know that we are close and close to death.
From the dunes, one can only take a guess as to where the water's edge might be. It's pitch black at the beach at night. The other side of the coast is not visible. Only a few lights from ships can be seen reflecting on the water. If you want to travel by boat across the English Channel, you have to be able to navigate. Every day, more than 400 cargo boats, ferries and fishing boats sail between Calais and Dover. In fact, this part of the channel is amongst the busiest waterways in the world. The police patrol has reached the dunes at the beach of Oy. Guided only by their flashlights, they search through the dense brushwood. A narrow, almost invisible path leads them up to the dune. Behind the thorn bushes lies an old war bunker. It's not uncommon for migrants to hide in these bunkers until their boat is ready. This evening, though, the bunker is empty. But the police still find traces of people who've already moved on from here.
Je pense qu'on va y monter.
Here, look, there are some small plastic bags lying around, including condoms. The migrants use the condoms to store their important documents because they're waterproof.
And over here, a razor blade and a toothbrush. It looks like someone was here.
The main job of this patrol is not to round up the migrants and hand them over to the immigration office because they're in the country illegally. Commandant Pezan, the leader of the unit, says the police are not responsible for this. For them, their main priority is to prevent crossings or to discover an attempted crossing early enough to alert the Coast Guard. Pezan explains how, at the end of November, her team managed to rescue some people after they noticed footprints in the sand.
There were signs of a boat being pulled into the water. When we saw that, we informed the Coast Guard. At around the same time, the migrants had sent out a call for help. And because we knew where the boat had entered the water, we were able to narrow down the search. The people were rescued and brought ashore.
Jabba knows firsthand how difficult it can be to find a small boat out on the water in the middle of the night. During his first attempt crossing the English Channel on a boat, he and the other refugees found themselves in distress.
Our engine didn't work on the water. We called security forces, we called emergency forces. They couldn't find us in the middle of the water. So everyone was crying. The refugees were crying because the security forces and emergency forces couldn't find us. So everyone felt that less than 5 minutes later, we'll be killed. So it was really dangerous. It was really dangerous at that time, yeah.
In the end, a fishing boat arrived and helped transfer Jabber and the other migrants to the Coast Guard. So far, no deaths have occurred as a result of these attempted crossings, according to the French Coast Guard. Otherwise, they say, empty boats would have been found and the corpses would have been washed ashore. But the number of migrants trying to cross the English Channel has increased significantly since October 2018. In 2016 and 2017, the Coast Guard recorded 35 isolated, privately organized crossings. But since October, more than 500 migrants have attempted to reach the UK from the French coast, according to the Interior Ministry. The authorities now assume that trafficking networks operate on the beaches.
We still have very little knowledge because so far we've been able to arrest very few traffickers. But we know there are some who come to the beach with the migrants. Others simply give them the boats and leave them on their own. Some accompany them onto the water. Those are usually the ones who have better boats and want to take them back with them.
That's why the police are also searching for people who bring boats to the beach or hide life jackets in the dunes. At the beginning of January, France and the UK signed an agreement to jointly tackle the trafficking networks. The agreement includes closer cooperation between the border police on the land and the coast guards on the water. Nighttime patrols, like those conducted by Pezan's unit, play another important role.
Ça a diminué depuis le 1er janvier, on est quand même en forte baisse.
Since January, the numbers have declined again. This is also due to our work, the patrols. The traffickers know that we are on the beaches, so there have been fewer attempts.
Bon, il y a eu moins de tentatives en tout cas.
Of course, the weather also plays a big role. On an evening like this, with strong winds and a heavy swell, no one dares to attempt the crossing. But on calmer nights, the beaches around Calais are the perfect starting point.
If someone wants to bring a boat here, he can drive the trailer almost all the way to the beach.
Commandant Pezan also says the dunes provide a good hiding spot for those who want to attempt the crossing. Last year, approximately 250 out of 500 migrants successfully made their way across the channel to the UK. At least, that's what the French Coast Guard assumes. Jabber and other migrants in the refugee camp have also heard stories of successful crossings. They are determined to keep trying. They don't see a future for themselves here in France and are willing to take the risk.
Going by a small boat to sea means death for me. Living in this part of Europe means at the same time death to me. So both of them are death. So I prefer to find a safe place that me and other refugees can live without any threat.
For Jabber and many other migrants, this safe place is somewhere in the UK, and they will try to get there by any means necessary. It's the only reason they continue to live in the jungle-like camps in and around Calais. They're prepared to get on and off the boats time and time again, even if they have to keep paying more money to the smugglers and run the risk of getting caught by the beach patrols, who continue to spend their nights doing everything possible to prevent these dangerous crossings. DW.